Does size matter? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I am your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by the founder of the NEC Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar underscore games. That's not all. I'm also joined by the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over. The man Optimus Prime popped and he refuses to stop. The Twilight Knight, the Master of Mech, the three pump chump of taking this show off the rails, Nate. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
We can hear your heater.
You can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, why did you bad. Say so?
We didn't hear it till just now.
We just heard it.
Yeah.
It's been on the whole time.
Well, it's not our fault that we just heard it.
That literally is
I don't know what to tell you. We just heard it for the first time.
You know, I don't. I know, that's why I told you, because you said I could turn it off.
So
I was saying, I just, Michael did the re-listen.
That's okay. Well, it's staying in. I'm sick. I'm tired. I've been up since 5 a.m. I'm sorry if you're listening to this or watching this. Jamar had a heater because he's cold in the middle of summer. He had to turn it off. Anyway, yeah, how's everyone doing? Heard of me.
Well, I'm going to be really cold, but other than that, yeah. I'm doing good.
Yeah. I feel bad that I ratted out Jamar's heater, but at the same time, I had to.
For the greater good.
Yeah. Did it for the greater good. I'm just surprised our sound engineer didn't pick that up.
Well,
neither of us heard it until just now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, Jeff is a problem, and we all know he's a problem, and we'll be taking this to HR. So
I keep
look
saying
out,
it.
Jeff, sound engineer.
Yeah. Days are numbered.
I told you not to look at me in the eye at the Christmas party.
Jesus Christ, I didn't realize you had a vendetta against Jeff. Yeah. Anyway, we are here this week to discuss if scale matters. We have so many different toy companies and it seems that they all do different scale. Like there's not like a, except for Hasbro, who has obviously multiple properties across the board. They kind of stay in scale with each other to an extent ish. I mean, they don't even stay in scale within their own lines, but with each other, they're ish. But then you've got Todd over at McFarlane making 7-inch figures. You have NECA also making like 7-inch-ish figures, except for the Turtles, who are usually like 5 or 6 inches. And then you have, I can't even think of who else we have out in the market right now.
We have Playmates making
5-inch
figure.
4-inch.
Well, and then there's things like on the import front, you have, you know, 1/6 scale, which is a whole other thing that we can talk about if we want to.
I mean, 1/12 scale?
Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry.
You're all good.
I get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 1/12 scale. But because I think it should be brought up, like, once again, when we're talking about scale, we're talking about being in scale with each other, but not necessarily in scale. You know, like, so, like, you know, remember the argument we were making before? Like, it's not necessarily to scale.
Oh, like, it's not exactly.
Right. Yeah,
yes, it's in scale.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in scale with each other. We have to go with what it is and, you know, go from there.
Right.
So that's a completely different thing. But technically, a lot of the import companies, they do use that 1/12, 1/18, 1, you know, 6th scaling, which makes them a little bit more shorter in compared to our 6-inch figure, which would be considered 1/12. But it's not, you know, because some of these Marvel Legends, you know, really stretch that for the average, you know, person being above 6 inches in that line as the line has continued on. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if that is necessarily exactly what we're talking about. But yeah,
I mean, it's roughly. I mean, the biggest thing is, so the question is, does it matter to you? So, like, does it matter if your DC and your Marvel characters are in the same scale? Does it matter to you if the vehicles you get are in scale with the figures, like to scale of, like, if it's a two-person vehicle, it can fit two people. If it's a motorcycle, it's properly, like, looks like it should with a person next to it, and it's not, like, down at their kneecaps or something. if it's a play set, is the furniture or the trees or whatever, the bunker, is it in scale with like some of the vintage collection stuff even? Or the perfect example, the vintage collection vehicles with, you know, a lot of those, because it's a smaller scale, it should be easier. Does it matter if those are perfectly in scale with the line or if they're a little off, like whether they're too big, too small, what have you? Because I'll tell you right now, if anyone has watched the show, they know, to me, size matters. I am very adamant about, like, if you're going to make something, it should be in scale, at least with your toy line. While I love for, you know, multiple companies to be in the same scale so you can mix and match, unfortunately, unless you go with like the imports who have those licenses for Marvel and DC and Star Wars and stuff like that, you don't have a whole lot of options. And even then, they don't necessarily give a shit about scale either. But like vehicles and stuff, I've been very adamant about my disdain for the McFarlane Batmobile and the fact that it is not at all in scale with that toy line.
Vendetta, speaking of Vendettas, you and this fucking McFarlane Batmobile.
I mean, that's how this episode got on the list.
I'll answer mine, because surprise, surprise, it doesn't matter to me because I don't really have like the play sets and like vehicles and things like that. So I do like for like specific characters, say in the my turtle Neko realm, because that's really where those all kind of play back and forth. So I would like those to kind of sort of be in scale, but everything else, I don't think it bothers me too much. Not necessarily. I mean, I shitted on Jax for the Apex figure line that I'm relentlessly buying. And none of those seem to have any kind of scale at all for like what the actual characters are or anything. So I guess as long as they're just not completely shit, I took this as a different way as far as like what would be your preferred scale of collection. And that's discuss that too. Like, you know, 3 3/4, 6 inch, and
this episode's all about measurements.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it's
a literal dick measuring like. Contest.
But I mean, if we'll take it there, not to pull this, you know, completely out of the direction or path you were trying to go. But yeah, for that reason, though, I don't like a lot of the McFarlane figures just because they just seem overly big compared to everything else I have. And they just kind of make me not uncomfortable, but just like when Batman.
They should,
because like,
the proportions look so wonky.
Yeah, it just feels like, I don't know, it's sort of weird in a sense that maybe if they made a smaller scale, and this is how we could fix McFarlane, we can do a whole episode of this, but maybe if they made a little bit smaller scale, they could do better, you know, articulation and eye joints and stuff a little bit. I don't know. I'm just throwing this shit out there. But yeah, that's what I have to say. I like a nice normal size, nothing oversized, just the right size, because it's what you do with that size, which I feel like is more important, right? I feel like we can all be in agreement on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to come right between you guys when we're talking about this kind of stuff, because while I do feel that size is important and it should matter, it's all about technique. And so I come from a little bit older of a school than you guys, and so like with, you know, G.I. Joe and Star Wars and things like that, you know, relative scale wasn't really a thing. If it fit in the vehicle, that's cool. It wasn't to scale. It wasn't a one-to-one with the figures to the Millennium Falcon. The Millennium Falcon was way undersized. Oh, yeah. The X-Wing was way undersized. In fact, they used those molds for years and years and years. But with those original Kenner figures and with what, you know, we had at the time, and I came in like post-Empire, pre-Jedi, as far as Star Wars toys. So you know, they were getting better, but they were still not in scale with each other, like to scale, but they were great. So I loved them, and I stopped worrying about things that if they were in scale with each other. So, you know, I used to have, when they weren't making vehicles, you know, I would set up die cast vehicles, maybe around certain characters, like, or a smaller Batmobile, because to me, I'm not putting my Batman figures in the vehicle. Like, if I'm putting it on display, I'm not going to be able to see him in there. So do I care that he can even fit in there? Not really. Does the vehicle look cool? Then awesome. I love the idea of NECA's cinema machines, if you remember those from like 10 years ago. Turns out they were just really shitty quality, so I didn't end up buying them. But they were coming out with smaller scale, you know, cinematic vehicles. They did some things from Terminator. They did some things from Predator and Alien, the different ships and things like that. And the idea was great. The execution was poor. But, you know, I loved that idea too. Because again, even if I was playing with it, I could just take the figure, and now he's in the Batmobile. Like, yeah. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. But when you talk about the different lines, that doesn't really bother me either, because I'm not going to put my DC figures with my Marvel figures. I'm just not going to do that. And so they're going to be totally different. And they would, I don't have a lot. It's weird. I don't have a lot of DC figures, and most of my Marvel are cinematic. But you know, the DC figures that I do have, they're nowhere near my Marvel figures. In fact, these 7-inch movie figures that McFarlane does for like Batman and the different DC movies, those would actually, they're not, but they would be more likely end up on my NECA shelf or something like that. Cause it's realistic in scale media property, you know? So those would end up being together more. But then you even look at like something like NECA, where, you know, you have these amazing 7-inch figures of, you know, Jason and Freddy and whatnot, and they're, you know, to the scale relative to each other. But then you have the Gremlins, you know, Mogwai eyes are coming up to people's chest. Like, that would be horrifying if that happened in real life. You know, the Gremlins are almost, you know, to your chin if you were going by those figures. And I have all those together too. So yeah, it just doesn't bug me. Would it be nice if everything worked together and it was all amazing and exactly the way it's supposed to be? Sure. But I lived through a time where you were lucky with what you got, and I guess I've adapted that.
I mean, you say that like with your boomer attitude there, but like we did too. Well, we did too. We had the Ninja Turtles stuff. Like,
yeah,
you could fit multiple stuff in the van, but that was about it. The Batman stuff back then was basically the Todd McFarlane Batmobile. You could fit one figure in it. Like, that was how it was. And it drove me crazy as a child, too, because I would sit there with my Batmobile and be like, why can't Robin sit with him? It would drive...
Yeah, because it was a movie Batmobile, and Robin wasn't in the movie, so fuck off.
Actually, it was, because I had the Batman and Robin Batmobile, so you fuck off.
The Batman and Robin Batmobile didn't have room for a second seat.
It was
a one person only. That's why, because Robin had his motorcycle.
Ooh, he just fucking
lawyered. No, wait, oh, no, not Batman Robin. I'm sorry, Batman Forever.
He's shooting out here. He's shooting.
No, I'm serious. Shooting. It was Batman Forever, because it was the one with the cool fucking spiky wings behind it, and it had the like rib cage that lit up.
I do recall this. It's just kind of surprising that you did this, and I don't know if we're just kind of gonna, you know, dive into your childhood, Michael, but I totally just did what Nate did. Like, when I was a kid, I never put like the Ninja Turtles in the vehicles. I didn't have like, you know, stuff that they ride on, but it would be like the turtle van or something like that, or even like my Batmobiles. I would just pretend that Batman was inside of it without actually putting him in there, except for the one that like shot out, like the cycle one. Mm-hmm. That's the only one I can recall like actually putting the figures in there. But that's just, you know, we had more of a wider imagination, I guess.
Well, that's you're dumb.
So very, very like it has to be.
But what's funny about that is that we're still the same, and you're still the same, because you love no, and that's not a crack. That's not me making fun. It's just it's continued that way, because like you do get like way more out of sorts about little shit just not lining up just right and being exactly a la Todd McFarlane's Batmobile. My main issue with that is more about like the different color canopy and the glossy finish. Like, that rubs me the wrong way. If those were fixed and the only issue was the size, fuck it, I don't care. I just won't pop that canopy ever. and it'll look sweet. And maybe that's what I will do. Maybe I will like do like those things I saw on the TikToks where they, you know, spray painted it with a matte black and covered the windows and fixed the canopy. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not that fancy of a customizer. Like, I feel like I should buy a product and not have to screw with it.
Exactly.
More than, so I don't do that. I wish I was talented like what Robo does with all his figures. And mm-hmm. like the worst, I think the craziest I ever got was I took like an extra Jessica Jones figure. Cause at one time, like you could go like jump into a ball pit of those Netflix figures that are like super, like we're running really hot there for a while. But I took like her, oh no, I took a Rogue One Jyn Erso that you could find for like $3, cut her head cover thing into a scarf and put it on Jessica Jones, and it looked so much better. But at one time, you could find all those Netflix figures everywhere. I mean, it was ridiculous. So
probably expensive now.
They are, or they were. I don't know if they still are, depending, because like they're not MCU, but now they kind of are. So I don't know. I don't know what they're.
They probably will once they like re-debut in the MCU. Be my guess. Mm-hmm. Be like a situation like true. When Daredevil Reborn happens and all these characters show back up, everyone will be like, I want it, and not want to wait like a year for Hasbro to do it.
Yeah.
Just tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm over seven. But just quick question, because you guys do have more of an import taste. Like, I guess I dabbled a little bit, but are they generally like incel because they seem more strict with the 1/6 or 1/12, or is it not still between? Yeah,
okay. They do so... run.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say they run smaller than like a traditional 6-inch figure, though. Mm. Especially at least SH Figure Arts does. Like, if you take an SH Figure Arts Star Wars figure and a Black Series Star Wars figure, and they don't match up. Like, the Figure Arts is way smaller.
Mafex is generally the same way. It's not quite as small as Figure Arts, but it's pretty small. But neither of those companies even give a shit about scale within their own lines, within the own brands, because like the Mafex stuff with the DC, the Hush Batman series figures are smaller than the Superman Returns figures. And the Marvel figures, not all of them match up perfectly either. And even with Figure Arts, the DBZ line, fuck.
Yeah.
If you want, well, especially if size matters to you and scale matters to you, that's a terrible line to be in.
I mean, they do okay in like, I think like similar characters that interact, but like you look at Dragon Ball compared to Dragon Ball Z compared to Dragon Ball Super, and it's,
I'm just thinking they have still yet to do a Vegeta that's like properly short. He's almost always like up to like Goku's like chin and minimum, like his face, when he should be like down to like his tits or something. And not to mention like Piccolo should be significantly taller than the rest of them.
Yeah, I think that also has to do with the inconsistency of the art, though. Like, sometimes they're drawn so dramatically, and then on like merchandising, or especially even in just the manga, like Frieza was so much smaller than he was portrayed in TV, and TV was still pretty small.
I say he was only up to Goku's waist in TV.
Yeah. Yeah. But they were, I mean, there's like some ridiculous, you know, inconsistencies that way. So it's like, yeah, where do you even go from there? Cause it's just, it sort of changes in a way. Yeah,
but
just if it's a really big character, you get a really big character. But if other than that, it's going to be pretty much about the same.
And that's not even like, because like the giant ape Vegeta is not like truly
at all,
you know, in scale, because there's a little Jirobe that comes with it where he cuts off the tail.
And he's like the size of a quarter,
like this big. Yeah, so you know, some imagination has to be at play there. And they do a good job, though. I mean, otherwise,
yeah, the line's great. Otherwise, but.
Yeah.
If you are someone who does not pose them
dynamically.
Thank you. you're pretty much fucked, because if you at least pose them.
Also, why are you buying them? Like I sent that picture to you guys a while ago. Like, few things bother me, but having SH Figure Arts Dragon Ball figures standing straight up in a display cabinet Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm that way with like pretty much all figures, but like, because at that point, I'm like,
right, but
if you're having straight up, you should just be an inbox collector, because like, you're not, they're not action figures at that point.
Right. Usually. Right. They should at least be like posed in some way cool.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be like fucking doing a super kick through the air or anything. Just like something to like give them some action to like how they're displayed, rather than it just be like, oh, standing up.
These all right here.
Yeah.
It's a joke because they're all Playmate figures. Yeah. And this is, that's literally, and you are throwing away the accessories,
so you couldn't pose them anyway.
Well, if you put anything in their hands, they're going to instantly fall over. I don't know when the last time you've touched a Playmate.
It's been probably like 20 years.
Yes, they were not designed to stand on their own. At least it seems like that.
I used to get them to stand up in the display cabinet at the toy store.
It, you just touch it, and then it just all starts. They're all kind of like holding each other.
I had to move a janky ass door at one time, and most of them stayed up. Did I knock them over? Absolutely. But
no, they're pretty solid just because they're all like kind of on each other, basically.
It looks great for display, and really, you know, Michael just called you out to.
Yeah, I just didn't want the shots fired, but you know, everything else I have displayed, you know, very neatly in boxes over here.
I mean,
at least I was gonna say, at least you do that, because like I'll pose shit and then I'll just set it like this somewhere because I don't have it set up right now.
Oh, that's all of my Dragon Ball characters.
Yeah,
right now. I have a lot of stuff like that too. Like the review station. It's a desk like what I have, and half of it's like for the reviews. The other half is just shit that I haven't put away.
Yep.
No, they're like in poses, but they're just all.
Oh yeah, 100%. They are still in poses from when I did the review. Eventually. And I just like, and you're gonna lay here until I figure out where I'm gonna put you, and then they stay there for months. Or worse, it's stuff from like when we do the live stream. I'll have it like all posed, and it'll either sit on my desk, and I'll be like, I don't have room for you, and I'll put you over in the other desk.
I finally cleaned my desk today, of the last several weeks of purchases cleared.
Time to rack it back up again.
Yeah.
I will say, in defense of like between lines, I know this is sacrilegious saying this to you, Michael, but I do kind of enjoy having like different, and again, this is more specific to me because of what I do collect is mostly like turtles, but I do again appreciate like different versions of the turtles. So that also comes in the scaling and stuff as well, because the turtle, not turtle figures. I can't remember. Is it furry action or furry toy? Something.
Fury, not furries.
Fury. Well, because they're making animal. Anyway,
that's a different turtle collection that you have that you haven't shown off yet.
Yeah, you guys will see that one day. It's loosely based on the IDW current issues. Those are, it says like once 12, but they're like definitely significantly shorter. It's almost like a little bit taller than like a Playmate figure. And it's fun to just see like the difference, you know, in scaling and stuff. So I actually kind of, on the opposite end, enjoy when they are scaled differently, because I'm not going to have my movie turtles fighting my Toon Turtles fighting my turtles,
that makes
stuff
sense.
Like that. So it's kind of cool to be like a distinct difference outside of like design and stuff of the figures themselves. So scaling, sometimes being different is also cool. Even though it makes no sense that they're all 112. So
I guess for me, the thing is, think about all these comic book crossovers we get and how excited we get about them. Because it's like, oh man, we're going to see Power Rangers and the Turtles, or Batman and the Turtles, or Marvel and DC. Why wouldn't I want to be able to do that with my action figures?
Because you just pay for it every time. So anytime they do a new run, you just buy that one, and those will be in scale.
Into that one though, because some of these more recent crossovers, like Ninja Turtle Power Rangers, we got figures of. Ninja Turtle Batman figures, we got figures of.
No, we did not. We got figures from the movie, not from the comics.
Which is still a crossover.
But still
not what I would want, because like the ones in the books look way cooler than the ones in the movie.
Also, nobody wants crossovers except like you and a couple other weirdos. No one gets excited about them. They always suck.
Hold on.
First off,
we have the Motu Turtles crossover. That's going to be
I'm talking epic. About comics.
Oh, okay, okay.
First off, I feel like that also, if that was true, then they wouldn't have done the Batman three times, because if it didn't sell well, then they wouldn't have kept doing it. And if the
Turtle one was awesome.
If the Turtle Power Rangers one sucked, they wouldn't be doing a second one.
I'm talking about especially like
not indie, I guess.
Marvel DC. Like Marvel DC, they've never had a good crossover. Also, they haven't had a crossover in almost 30 years.
I was gonna say when's the last time?
Because they're both bitches. And like those crossovers sucked. So like I would never put my Marvel and DC figures together.
I mean, that's a 1-3 ratio for your argument though.
If you talk about market share, it's 95-5.
This is the numbers guy you're talking about.
I'm just saying.
He's the financial advisor of the show.
I did used to work in finance. I'm just saying. Keyword though is used to.
Yeah. Used to. Keyword is there's a reason why he doesn't anymore. Oh. Yeah, though. I personally would love for things to, at bare minimum, be in scale with their own lines. It feels like no company is doing that, and it drives me crazy. Because Marvel Legends doesn't do it.
You mean like in their own lines as far as like Marvel Legends comic and MCU?
No, like I'm talking about like, just in general. If you just go Marvel Legends comic, a lot of those characters aren't properly scaled within the line itself. They've made people who are too small. They've made people who are too big.
True.
So on and so forth. And it drives me crazy because it's like there's all this source material, and I get that there's budgets and stuff like that. But then you get to the high end stuff where they aren't doing reuse. So why couldn't Mafex get it right or Figure Arts get it right? Like it just feels, I don't know, I don't want to say lazy because they put a lot of work in these figures, but it just doesn't make sense to me why they can't seem to get them to scale within their own subject lines.
Yeah. I guess I was just feeling defensive because I do think that overall, like NECA does a decent job, I would say, in the Turtles. I can't speak for like some of the movie stuff. And obviously Gremlins is a glaring omission, but those are bigger
but at the same time,
for collectible. It would be weird, right? If they were actually.
You don't want them in the movie.
Yeah.
You know,
you'd be like, these suck. Why are these so small?
Even their Chucky isn't technically in scale because he would only be this big
compared
to like this where you get a much detailed, better figure. So,
which is something that we didn't mention that I was kind of thinking of before weeks ago when I looked up this topic and I was ready for this episode. Do you notice, and this is mostly probably for Nate because you do collect more of the 3¾, obviously, detailing. Like, do you feel that you lose out on, like, better sculpts? Could you be getting better? I know that, like, if we're using specifically what you collect as an example, the answer is probably no. But...
Well, I used to think that because, I mean, Black Series was able to, early on, get more details and do more things than what we were getting in 3¾. But you have also to remember that was when Vintage Collection was on hiatus. We were getting 5 points of articulation figures and the cheapy. So as Vintage Collection has come back, and especially within the last few years, I think the better sculpted figures are. I don't know what that was.
That may have been the water going down.
Okay. All right. Oh. Very cool. All right. I would say that the 3¾-inch figures right now are better detailed than Black Series. So, but that's just me. For me, I love what they're able to do with these figures, especially on that small scale. So,
it is impressive.
Most impressive.
I agree. So, real quick. I have a wonderful, oh my God, there's so much here. I love the input, but this is going to be rough for me to get through when I'm still sick.
Can you not read?
I can. Well, I can't read well to begin with. But I also, my voice is still struggling. I'm going to try to get through this. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 paragraphs that sook my taint
You were going to say sentences.
Oh no, I wish it was sentences. It's paragraphs that he sent us for the episode input.
You can't boil that down.
I mean, I'm gonna probably paraphrase a lot of it, but like I didn't have time to read through it prior because it's been a very busy day.
Be careful.
I know. I have to. I always have to vet his stuff. All right. So let's see here. Scale is a massive importance. It's the most important factor to me, with general aesthetic being second and articulation being third. The figure is the right scale and looks cool, then it can at least fit into a display as a statue. If figures aren't in the same scale, you can't pose them together. Even if you pose them together, they look weird and adjacent on shelves. I don't want 6-inch scale Marvel Legends figures on the shelf of 7-inch scale McFarlane on nearby shelf, because even if they aren't together, it looks weird when taking in the entire display. This is where Todd fucked up with his 7-inch scale bullshit. I could overlook him making over 9,000 versions of Batman and overlook poor articulation, but the scale is wrong. Todd claims no one wants to mix Marvel and DC figures. First of all, fuck you, Todd. Yes, we do. Second of all, even if we didn't, they're on adjacent shelves and it looks weird. The scale being the same not only allows a more cohesive overall display, but allows accessories to be mixed across lines. Preach. Nope, not reading that. Can I move on to the next paragraph? This is why I'm glad that I slightly read faster than I can talk. On a licensing note, while never officially stated, it appears licensors limit based on geographic region and scale. For Marvel and Hasbro 6-inch scale license for North America, Marvel Select can only be 7-inch scale. Mafex is allowed to make 6-inch scale, but not allowed to have distributors in America, which is why we have to import them from Japan for an extra $20 per figure, because of our artificial licensing constraints. Marvel Select has a clever way to get around the scale license restriction by making big boy figures. They realize nobody actually wants 7-inch scale figures, but if they make a 7-inch scale Juggernaut or other giant figures, those will scale with Marvel Legends, and now they 10 times their sales. So, a lot to unpack there. I mean, I'm with him on the Marvel and DC thing. I know that you don't care, and you don't care, but I think you
there's like 20 years of Mattel DC figures you can get to put next to your Marvel figures.
I mean, those would look weird because they're all like big and boxy.
Yeah, because they're fucking DC figures. That's why they're different colors. And they're different weird things, and they all have fucking capes. Nobody in Marvel has capes. It's going to be weird.
Doctor Strange has a fucking cape.
Doctor Strange. No, one guy.
That is still impressive. I never thought about that, but holy shit, it is true.
Magneto has a cape. Storm has a cape.
No.
Okay, Storm, this is starting to get less.
I mean, she has an armpit cape.
No. That's yes. Not a cape.
It's a cape.
It's not a cape. Also,
what would you call technically it has a cape.
Like, no, that is a
Magneto has like royalty shit going on. Like that's his whole true. Persona is like
Strife.
He's superior. I don't. He's a knight.
The Black Knight.
Okay. Yeah, but like your main event,
Apocalypse.
Like Iron Man doesn't have a cape. Don't count that shit from Apocalypse. Don't say Mr. Sinister either. Because he's got fucking
Mr. Sinister does have a cape. He does have a cape. Just because it's slit does not make it not a cape.
Also, he has this thing.
Like, yeah, he has the collared cape. He's the ultimate supervillain.
Dick Grayson has one too.
That disco dick is the best dick.
I guess I have more of a question. My biggest takeaway from this is again, McFarlane. Do we know the history? Like, why did he like stick on this size?
To probably make sure that people who were collecting Mattel didn't just supplement their line and had to buy a whole new line. That would be my guess. There's no, there's been no official statement, but I mean, come on. Yeah. Let's be honest here.
Because I mean, if you think like even other stuff that's not DC though, like is
Spawn.
I mean, that is
Spawn. That's what I was trying to.
I mean, Spawn became a 7-inch scale movie. Maniacs was 7-inch scale, so that he did kind of pioneer that at the time. I mean, NECA totally ripped off McFarlane's business. I mean, that's Randy Falk used to work for McFarlane. I mean, it's the packaging was the same, the licenses were similar, the looks were the same. NECA then went above that, and McFarlane is still catching up, which is ironic. But
after how many years?
Know, right. But at the same time, you know, McFarlane is able to create a bit more of mass market figures at a better retail price. Now, are we missing some things because of that? Absolutely. But a NECA figure is $38, where a McFarlane figure is $20 to $25. So,
but if you save, if it like cut off an inch of the figure, we could probably retain the value and it would make people happy and maybe pack an extra accessory in there for the,
you could get two heads and still have to buy a new figure for an unmasked head.
I think I took us off the rails of the original thing about Marvel and DC. So I apologize and I'll take us back. So please.
I don't know if we were ever on rails.
We moved on from that, and I read the Patreon input.
No, but that's what we were talking about.
Like the Marvel DC.
Specifically, the Marvel and DC.
Oh, yeah, Marvel. Okay, I thought you were talking about back when you went on the rant about how Marvel and DC had shitty crossovers.
They did.
That was more.
I mean, not denying they didn't. I'm just saying.
Please understand the takeaway from this. Now, does this mean that I wouldn't like a Legends of the Dark Claw figure from the Amalgamated Universe? Of course I would. But that book was also complete and utter shit. So.
The one thing that I can say is Tsukumatai did make one point that I feel like, Michael, you just failed to miss. And this is ironic coming from me as what people believe about me is when it comes to accessories. But that is a really fair point that you could have like your accessories go between different characters and different lines if they are very similar scaling. So that's cool, but it doesn't matter because you can't get guns with any McFarlane character. So I guess that's because they were too big. I don't know, but yeah, that is something that I could see. It would be like, oh damn, that sucks. Now I have to throw away all these McFarlane accessories.
What was this first paragraph? Because there was something I disagreed in that, and I wanted to touch upon it.
I think it was
scale is a massive importance. It's the most important factor to me of general aesthetic, being second articulation and third.
Yeah, I cannot follow you down that path, my friend, because if there's no detail and no you know, paint applications or no articulation or whatever, just because it's something big, doesn't mean it goes in with a line enough, because they make, like, you know, kids lines or something that may bring out characters that are in the same size as like other lines, but you can't put that cartoon Black Widow in your, you know, thing just because it's in a proper scale, it's bigger or whatever. In that sense, I could get one of those, you know, stupid Titan things from one of these stupid ass
knew it was coming
lines and say that was Giant Man. You know, it's going to look like shit as Giant Man, even though it's technically in a better Giant Man scale. Right. See what I'm saying?
Well, I 100% agree.
That may not have been your point, and I may be taking it wrong. And if that's the case, I apologize. But otherwise,
I mean, he made several points there, and then he said some very inappropriate things in the middle that I decided not to say on the podcast.
I tried to look up the show notes. Right. I can't find it.
It's because it's on the Patreon.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's too much work. Yeah, I guess it makes sense though, because I think what they're saying is basically like, hey, the scale is more important than the aesthetics, but I could get with you on that. It wouldn't bother me so much. Like, I have my shelf representation shelf, whatever. Anyways, but it's all these characters mixed around and stuff, and like I look over at it and like the, was it Lucas? Batman?
Yeah, Lucas. Batman, Lucas Fox.
Lucius. I
thought it was Lucas because it's Lucius's son.
Oh, it's not. Whatever. Anyways, he's like so much taller than everything over there. It's kind of annoying. Like, he's sort of next to like Riri Williams from MCU, and you know that was like a
she's
giant
on stilts,
ass
yeah,
yeah. And he's still like at least two heads taller, and it's just it's weird. Is the other thing. So I could totally understand. That's the only situation where I have things like kind of blended together.
But
a little
that's
bit of
more
everything.
That's combined by a theme, though. And
yeah,
I think
yeah.
A theme can take a go away from then that kind of constraint because
right.
I have a you know a collection of you know Teen Wolf figures from all kinds of different you know things, and you know that's under a theme where one is a 8-inch figure, one is a 4-inch figure, one yeah. is a 5-inch figure, something like that. Where I think like that, I'm just saying as an example. You know, maybe
I'm
like
just,
when I had.
I'm in the vein of at one point Jamar wanted to get like a couch so he could have like the cast of Atlanta from their various figures from their properties. Yeah. So like if there was a situation like that and they weren't in scale of each other, then that would mess up his
sure
his what he
wanted
to do
in that particular situation. But...
Yeah. But like if it's just these are all my well like I mean a good example all of my Miles Morales you have like the Hasbro ones and then you have the Sentinel and I don't have the Mafix one anymore, but we'll be getting the SH figure arts. Like those are all going to be different sizes of like the Miles Morales, which yeah, it's a little annoying, but it's also not like the end of the world. Like again, it's the same thing with the Turtles. It's just cool to see different like versions of them. Sort of like the Teen Wolf. You just have all these different versions of the Teen Wolf.
And that
so
I do
get what you're saying.
And,
yeah.
And that, yeah, I agree with that because like I have my Nightwing display and that has different versions of him from different companies. So yeah, that at that point it makes sense.
And honestly, yeah. With Dick, you want a little variety.
Yeah, you can't always just continue to get the same type of Dick all the time.
No.
And if it is the same Dick, you do have to like
you gotta spice
it up a
little
bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You put a ribbon around it or you change the costume or you know. Put a disco collar on it.
Yeah. Well.
Alrighty then. Well, on that note, let us know in the comments below where you stand on this. Is scale important to you? Do you just not care? Do you run around with your McFarlane, Batman's kicking Iron Man in the face from the Marvel Legends line? Let us know. As always, if you enjoyed this video, please make sure to like and subscribe. Helps us out. Gets your tutorial content in your feed. I do apologize again that I'm still under the weather. Hopefully it didn't impede on the episode too much. If you want to follow us, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. And of course, if you're a fan of the channel, you can head over to patreon.com/Modern Toy Fair. We have a bunch of different tiers of different rewards. Link will be in the description below so you can check that out. You can check Jamar out over on, well, over there, metal.tv/Jamar Games. Nate, what you got for us this week?
Well, we got a brand new podcast coming, and it's coming from the mind. Of Sukmataint, and it's a chance for all of us to work out a little bit of collector frustration. It's a chance to work out feelings that you may have about an ego rather than just a man. It's a new podcast called Go Fuck Yourself, Todd, and each week we're going to have a guest on, and they're going to work their shit out with Todd McFarlane, whether it be the fact that, you know, they still have some sort of pent-up aggression because, you know, Todd created Venom, and now he has a big tongue and Todd's didn't. And now that somehow makes that person feel like less of a man. I don't know. There's a lot of things we're going to work out. It's going to be things about the initial toy lines, can be things about the current toy line. And each week you yourself get a chance to tell Todd to go fuck himself. So check out Go Fuck Yourself, Todd.
All right, then. On that note, go fuck yourself, Todd. Hopefully we see you next week. Same toy time, same Toy Fair channel. Thank you for watching.
Bye.